Issue Review, Fiscal Services Division, August 27, 2012, Federal Budget Control Act of 2011. Issue, this issue review provides an overview and update on the sequester provision of the Federal Budget Control Act of 2011. Background, the Federal Budget Control Act of 2011, or BCA, was signed into law on August 2, 2011, and is designed to provide for an increase in the federal debt limit while reducing long-term budget deficits. The BCA includes four major sections: the federal debt limit, deficit reduction, a balanced budget constitutional amendment review process, and various higher education financial assistance programs. This issue review focuses on the deficit reduction provisions and, more specifically, sequestration. The sequestration process has the potential to significantly impact federal funds allocated to Iowa in future years. The BCA includes automatic procedures, known as sequestration, designed to lower the deficit by reducing federal spending through a combination of across-the-board spending reductions and spending targets designed to restrain government spending on discretionary and mandatory entitlement federal programs. Sequestration was included in the BCA as a backup plan in case the President and Congress failed to enact a 10-year plan to reduce the federal deficit by $1.2 trillion produced by the Joint Select Committee on Deficit Reduction. The committee did not create a plan by its mandated deadline of January 15, 2012, and thus Congress and the President did not act. Without legislative action, sequestration is scheduled to commence in January 2013. The BCA, through the sequestration process, reduces federal spending by $984 billion between FFY 2012 and FFY 2021. The $1.2 trillion spending reduction target for the Joint Select Committee on Deficit Reduction is reduced to $984 billion due to the assumed interest savings of $216 billion resulting from the required spending reductions under the sequester. Of the $984 billion spending reduction, approximately half is to come from defense spending and half is to come from non-exempt, non-defense, discretionary, and mandatory programs. A complete list of exemptions can be reviewed in Appendix A. Approximately $21 billion of the total spending reduction was applied in FFY 2012. The FFY 2013 spending reductions are to be made through automatic across-the-board reductions to all spending not exempted in the BCA. The FFY 2014 through FFY 2021 spending reductions are to be determined through the regular appropriations process consistent with specified spending caps included in the BCA for defense and non-defense discretionary spending, as well as ATB reductions for mandatory non-defense programs. The Congressional Budget Office estimates that the sequester will result in 7.8% across-the-board reductions to non-defense discretionary and mandatory programs, and 10% across-the-board reductions to defense programs in FFY 2013. The across-the-board reductions are applied to all programs, projects, and activities within each non-exempt budget account. Non-defense reductions will occur mainly in the areas of education, energy, environment, criminal justice, labor, community development, and human services. A number of federal programs are exempt from the across-the-board reductions, including Medicaid, the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families, which is TANF, Block Grant, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, Social Security, Children's Health Insurance Program, or CHIP, Federal Aid Highway Obligation Limitations, and other programs designed mainly to serve low-income populations. In addition, payments to trust funds from excise taxes or other receipts are exempted. Current situation. While the total amount of required reductions is known at this time, it is not possible to determine the precise implications of the sequester. The U.S. Office of Management and Budget, OMB, is charged with implementation of the sequester and has the authority to apply exemptions and special rules. Examples contained in the BCA include special rules that apply a reduced across-the-board reduction to Medicare and community health centers and apply the across-the-board reduction to regular unemployment compensation benefits but exempt the extended unemployment compensation benefit program. The OMB will determine the reduction percentages based on the enacted fiscal year 2013 appropriations and baseline projections in effect in January 2013. On July 31, 2012, the OMB sent a letter to federal agencies notifying them that the OMB planned to hold discussions with agencies over the next few months to identify how sequestration may impact each agency. Additionally, Congress recently passed and the President signed legislation requiring OMB to provide details by early September 2012 regarding how the sequester will be applied, including any planned exemptions and estimated reduction percentages to specific programs. Estimates of sequester impacts. According to information provided by the National Conference of State Legislatures, or NCSL, states experienced an average reduction in federal discretionary funding of 2.7% in fiscal year 2012 due to the BCA. Federal Funds Information for States, or FFIS, estimated in February 2012 that Iowa's non-defense federal funds will be reduced by $28.7 million in FFY 2012 and an additional $72 million in FFY 2013. Federal fiscal years begin on October 1st and end on September 30th of the subsequent year. Iowa received an estimated $5,951.4 million in federal funds in fiscal year 2012, a reduction of $72.5 million in equivalent to a cut of approximately 1.2% of total federal funds received by Iowa. However, this statistic masks the impact of the BCA because spending cuts are targeted at specific programs. Thus, some programs will be spared cuts while others may experience cuts of up to 10%. In June 2012, FFIS released estimates that anticipated FFY 2013 federal spending levels for 42 federal non-defense, which is discretionary and mandatory, programs representing nearly 70% of federal spending tracked by FFIS. Of these 42 programs, 27 programs are projected to experience a reduction in spending due to the BCA and Impact Iowa. This is not a complete list, but provides examples of federal funding reductions due to the BCA. The total anticipated reduction in federal funds to Iowa is $46.6 million in FFY 2013 for these 27 programs, based on an across-the-board reduction of 7.8%. Some funds may pass through directly to local governments. To date, state agencies have not produced in-depth analysis of or developed plans to prepare for the potential impacts of the sequester. FFIS also provides estimates of the impact of the sequester on defense spending across the states. FFIS applies the 10% across-the-board reduction to total defense spending, procurement, salaries, and grants, resulting in a $50 billion reduction in spending nationwide. Iowa's share of this funding reduction will be approximately $239.4 million in FFY 2013. However, the BCA provides the President the authority to exempt some or all military personnel funding from sequestration. President Obama chose to exempt all military personnel funding and notified Congress of this decision in a letter on July 31, 2012. This decision requires that other categories of defense spending, procurement, and grants must experience greater reductions to make up for the exemption of military personnel spending. For estimating purposes, one option is to reduce procurement and grants spending proportionally based on each category's relative share of funding to Iowa, while holding the overall defense funding reductions to the state steady at $239.4 million. Excluding personnel, procurement spending is 96.2% and grants spending is 3.8% of federal defense spending in Iowa. Under this scenario, defense procurement spending in Iowa will be reduced from $1,556.7 million in FFY 2010 to $1,326.4 million in FFY 2013, and defense grants to Iowa will be reduced from $60.9 million in FFY 2010 to $51.9 million in FFY 2013, or a 14.8% reduction in both categories. However, the OMB may choose to apply additional reductions to procurement and grants in a different manner. For FFY 2014 through FFY 2021, the impacts by program are nearly impossible to determine at this time. Spending decisions for domestic, discretionary, and defense programs will be made via the normal appropriations process consistent with spending caps outlined in the BCA as opposed to ATB reductions implemented in FFY 2013. This process allows Congress, if it so chooses, to apply reductions to programs currently exempt from the BCA or to change special rules currently applied to select programs under the BCA in order to meet mandated savings levels. Non-defense mandatory programs will incur an across-the-board reduction, but the exact across-the-board percentage will be determined by the level of savings accrued via the appropriations process for the discretionary programs as compared to the overall mandated savings level, that is, larger reductions to discretionary programs will result in smaller reductions to mandatory programs. Federal Fiscal Year 2013 Appropriations Update. As of July 2012, President Obama and Congress have not come to an agreement on the future of the planned sequestration. President Obama's FFY 2013 budget proposal includes tax and spending policies that will eliminate the sequester altogether. The U.S. House of Representatives budget plan proposes to eliminate the sequester by further reducing funding for discretionary non-defense programs and eliminating spending reductions for defense programs. The U.S. Senate has approved spending targets that exceed spending limits contained in the BCA. As of June 29, 2012, the U.S. House of Representatives has approved 6 of 12 FFY 2013 appropriations bills, while the U.S. Senate has not approved any appropriation bills. If an agreement between Congress and the President is not reached by January 2013, the sequester provisions of the BCA will go into effect. Alternatives to implementing the sequester include delaying implementation, modifying exemptions or special rules, or repealing sequester provisions altogether. Legislation is required to delay, modify, or avoid sequestration. An agreement is not likely prior to the November 2012 elections. This issue review was written and researched by Aaron Todd with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency. He can be reached at 515-281-6764. To view all tables, charts, and other graphics, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov and click on the LSA Publications tab, and then click on Fiscal Analysis, then click on Issue Reviews.